The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
Hung of rest. Hung of rest.
I just keep writing plus numbers on my sheet, and eventually I'll do math. I just know from glancing at it that I'm still like
3842, I think.
Yep.
2,000 away.
You see Eku, who she walks over and starts examining the ghast.
Yeah. What's the glowy thing on its head? Is that normal?
This is This has got to be a joke, right? Like, she kind of looks up and she's like, if this is what it is, this is not good.
What is it?
This
is... There's a situation in which this could be good?
If you have friends who like to play practical jokes by inscribing the insignia of long-dead horrific monsters that terrify Chulten children with tales told by their parents, then yes.
We do have a couple of those friends.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still don't think that fighting undead would be good in most scenarios.
So what is this? Who is this monster? What's the insignia?
The insignia, she lets you know, is of Raz and Sai.
You got that, Flynn? How you spell that?
R-A-S? I think it's N-S-I. Like, it's Raz. She clearly separates the two. It's not Raz and it's not Raz and Sai. It's two names. Raz.
It's not like and dog Sai. And suds.
Right, right. It's one dude, two names, or... Two dudes, two names.
Raz and Sai.
Not like D-N-D.
Is it a law firm?
Right.
Boy, do we cheat him and how?
Do we cheat him and how?
Right. Boyd, do we cheat him and how?
He's had another one.
She essentially lets you know that Raz is a title, an ancient title.
Okay.
What you would sort of assume as duke, basically, landholder. You know, someone who would have had... indentured servants, someone who would have controlled land, who would have been a leader. Raz and Sai is sort of a mythic villainous figure among Chultons. He apparently was a human paladin and sworn protector of this ancient city of Mesro. It is said that he betrayed his oaths and was banished. Rather than redeem himself, he raised an undead army to conquer Mesro.
As one does.
He was then defeated again at around the time of the spell plague.
Ah.
So, there shouldn't be any undead servants to Raz and Sai because he was defeated...
At the spell plague.
At the spell plague.
Yep. Which is a long time ago.
Yes. Which is what tore up... Which is when Ubtal left, which is what tore the heart out, which is what did a whole bunch of changes to Chult.
Right. I mean, if that Naga pulled me into her time, then there's a whole bunch of Donnie Darko-ish time distortion stuff going on here.
Josh, no one above, like, 20 knows what that movie is. And by that, I meant younger than 20.
There we go.
No one
negative above.
No one the opposite
no
of
one
above
actually
20
knows
what
that movie
is.
Is.
Yeah, come on.
What a shit movie. That's funny.
Never seen it.
It is.
Really?
Fine.
Yep. It's a great movie.
I don't like the watery effect.
That's the gripe.
All the things in that
does it
movie.
Make your tummy feel weird?
Nah, it's just like, oh, time travel.
That's not what that effect is!
You don't want to give the listeners spoilers if they haven't seen Donnie Darko.
I want to hear your summary of the movie to see if you've seen Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
Tell me about the philosophy of time travel.
I remember watching Donnie Darko at Fadre's house because Tomi had brought it over, which we have listeners in China, so I'm hoping Tomi is listening
is it
to this.
Tomi?
Shout out to Tomi. What's up?
Hey, how's it doing behind that great wall?
Yeah.
That wall real great.
How is this not banned?
It probably
only
is.
Only the video games.
Hmm. Anyway, Tomy brought it over on VHS. Nice. We watched it at Fodre's house. Tomy and I proceeded to talk about the movie for 2 hours, and I'm pretty sure Fodge fell asleep on the couch.
I did not give a shit.
Yeah.
A try hard movie.
Although if you are going to watch it, be sure to watch the not director's cut, because that's so much more interesting.
Mm.
The theatrical release doesn't explain what's going on, which is way more fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, you get this lovely little horror story of Roz and Sai.
Okay. Huh. And so that symbol is just, I mean, he just has that on powerful undead he controls?
Like, apparently he was... Whatever sort of betraying of oaths he did as a former paladin must have been significant, because he raised an entire undead army to, like, sack Mesro.
Well, I'm wondering if... So if he's got a glowing mark on his head, is it because anything he does results in that? Or is that because he was like, sup nerds, I did this, and he wants us to know it's him?
Probably the latter. Like, the thing was is that the way she's telling it, this is the boogeyman. This is the monster under the kid's bed. This is the Chultons say, if you're not good, you know, Raz and Sai will send his undead after you. So he definitely had a flair for the dramatic or the theatric.
Gotcha.
And so having not only an undead army, but an undead army with a big middle finger on their foreheads to you was...
Yeah. All right.
It's very Harry Potter, Dark Mark-esque kind of thing.
Got it.
And we're not... terribly close to, but not terribly far from Mesro, right?
Mesro's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were down here, because this is where the heart was.
Yeah.
We traveled north. I put a marker there for the statue, because I assumed 2 days out. And this is 3 days after, so we're getting closer to...
Huh.
I mean, since none of us took anything useful for cartography...
I have survival.
Well, I also have survival.
Is that cartography enough?
I have intimidation.
There we go. Yell at the map till it tells us where we are.
Tell me your secrets!
It does. You can't stay quiet forever.
Show the keyhole.
I just start tearing it.
No, that's not what I intended at all. All right. Does the mark go away when the thing dies?
It seems to stop glowing, but it does look like it was imprinted into the head, so...
I'm going to keep that.
You're going to take that flesh?
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, I want to be able to show what's-his-face that this is a thing we're dealing with now.
That's you raise a very good point.
But is it going to still be recognizable 2 weeks from now when we get there?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Do we have a bag of colding?
A bag of colding.
Like that. New magic
it's
item.
It has two wheels and a handle on it and can hold multiple ales at a time.
Ooh.
Eku will acknowledge that you're like, if someone, you know, if this great outpouring of undead, if some of the things that you're seeing, if someone wanted to put on the mantle of Raz and Sai and scare people in the port, like, this would be a great tool to use, because it is part of the culture of Chult.
Yeah. Okay.
The Chultur.
So, yeah.
All right. I assume... probably there's close to empty bug juice gourd. So I'm gonna use one of those and fill it with alchemical jug oil, because oil can be a preservative for veggies and other things.
Sure.
And try and keep this in some sort of...
Does anyone have alchemy who might be able to assist?
Hang on.
Well, alchemist supplies is a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I need an alchemist, but I can pour something into something.
I have a dragon chest set. I'm sure that would help.
I don't think alchemy is a
skill. That's not a
skill.
Yeah.
It's alchemist supplies as a tools.
All supplies.
Supplies.
But I also think there's a skill associated with it.
Nope.
Maybe you just use your proficiency with it if you're proficient.
Like thieves' tools.
Yes. Like that.
D&D Beyond taught me that. Didn't really. I knew that.
You got Arcana. See if you can Arcana this.
It's an alchemy jug.
Yeah, which is arcane.
Oil.
I'm just making sure that...
Mayonnaise.
I'm just making sure that...
Ass.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that'll work. That'll be fine.
Right. Work comes from a long line of picklers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some pickled, vinegar.
It's in my blood.
Pickled
in... my vinegary veins.
You should probably go to the doctor.
He's not kidding, by the way. They actually pickle it in blood.
They pickle what in blood?
Called it.
Haven't you ever heard of blood sausage?
Huh. Yes. I don't eat that shit.
Well, he makes blood pickles.
Survival? I make blood pickles. You want me to try a survival check on it?
Nah, we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
So you continue on for about another three or so days.
Drip.
I'm going to get so sick.
I'll put you about four hexes south of where the river is, Josh, at the moment.
All right.
So you travel about another three or four days.
I'm like right there.
Yeah, give or take.
Maybe have a look at that one
there, right? 1, 2, 3, 4-ish.
Yes. The river, where you have is where the river ends. So yeah. Let's go with perception checks.
So good.
15.
13.
Uh-oh.
Nope. 15, 13? Nope.
10.
Mine's really bad. Do I add a perception?
Wisdom modifier and possibly
proficiency. Wait, are we traveling on? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, so I get my health back.
Yeah, I pushed you on a couple more days.
Nice. I'm so healed.
I'm going to start doing survival checks for food. I'm getting a little low.
Okay.
Same.
You guys just need to forget to mark off your ration. I do.
Food for days.
Who had the 15?
I did.
Everybody else is just looking at their own buttholes.
How many days did we go?
I moved you ahead about four.
So my magic missile wand, you would say, should I roll for that? Or
probably, yeah.
Okay. Is it 1d4 per rest?
Something like that, yes.
It's all charged.
I actually think almost everybody, you happen to notice, you're moving through the jungle. It's getting a little thinner as you get closer to the water, but not a lot. And you happen to see some small creatures, quite a number of them, 11 actually, you count. I don't know if you've encountered these yet before, although you probably heard of them. They appear to be a group of small frog-like creatures with spears.
Ah, the Grungans.
Oh, real grungy?
Grung. Do they see us?
I have dark vision. Does that help?
I have snark vision.
They appear to be moving from west to east, whereas you folks are moving from north to south. Hmm. They sort of cross your path.
Ding, ding.
You all sort of,
ding, 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 ding,
stop for
ding.
A moment and just observe them. They seem to be moving in a northeasterly path, so sort of the way that you're going, but not quite.
That's where the fire finger is. Ish. I mean, a ways off. Like, there's obviously much more between that. I'm just trying to think of why they would be heading that way.
Indeed.
How mysterious. Josh, give me a wisdom roll, I guess?
Done.
I'm sure that'll go well.
The wisest. Oh. Nat 20.
Did you really?
Right there?
Nice.
You can confirm that. I won't touch it.
Yeah, sure.
No, you're fine. I believe it.
Wasted that on something that wasn't an attack.
all right. You remember someone at one point told you that the area on this side of the map was real grungy.
Mm-hmm. I have it drawn in.
So you know that you're now heading into an area or a territory that is, you would assume that this is either a patrol or a hunting party or something.
Got it.
Grung's bad.
Well, probably. Have we found anything in this jungle that isn't?
That's true.
I like that lich.
Uh-huh. She made you say that with her magics.
Did you change your pants?
No! We got in water. I just waited for a while. Just washed it.
Waited.
That's a clever pun.
That's good.
You do see that they are all... They are small, all small humanoids. They, like I said, they are all frog-like. Most of them carry bows or daggers.
Okay.
How much XP are they worth?
They're pretty cute.
Does my impressive wisdom roll give me any sort of indication on friend or foe?
They don't strike you as particularly friendly. But as you think about it, some more...
If you're not friendly, you're foley.
Oh, no.
Nick Foley. Mankind!
Mick Foley, not Nick! Oh, my God.
Nick Foley is the combination of Mick and Nick Cage.
There we go.
The Nick Foley.
Yeah.
They do move through the jungle with efficiency and what you would expect, normally relatively quiet. Maybe one of them bumped their head or something, which is what brought your attention to them.
Yeah.
But this does appear to be a path that they've worn through several times before. So they are either en route to a place or coming back from a place or what have you.
Heading to or coming from a people murdering.
Are they en route or en route?
Could be either one.
I'll just let them pass.
Okay.
I think it's best we don't engage this
frog punch.
Oh, you cannot punch it once.
Did we get our 10% XP for meat grinding?
Yes.
Yep, continuing on.
You continue onward the next day.
We're so sad about that.
Josh, roll me a d6.
Like a d6. 4.
Cuatro.
Okay. Perception checks from everybody.
15 again.
Nat 1.
Wow.
16. You guys are over there just playing a professional level of grab butt.
We're talking about Mick Foley.
They're just walking along having a thumb war.
Yeah. Okay.
Thumb and butt war. Get your thumb out of my butt. No, you get your thumb out of my butt. No, I love you more.
And now it's weird.
It's all cutesy until one of them has to sneeze. I pinch my thumb like a cigar cutter.
Who hurt you?
Mick Foley, apparently.
Nick Foles is a QB. Not that you would know that person either, but...
Nope.
QB's saying a lot.
Wrecked? Shout out to Mick Foles.
Holds a lot of balls.
You've now made it to the river Tariki.
Oh, nice.
It's my favorite river. I say that to all the rivers.
It's my favorite kind of chicken. Tariki.
Chicken Tariki.
Yep. Do we carry the boats with us the whole jungle?
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. I've had them strapped on the to my lake.
Back. You do,
We do.
Sure. I rolled this. It seems fair. Okay. Let me look at something.
Hey, if you can roll up 3 full-grown adult dinosaurs we have to fight, we get whatever that is. It's 3 full-grown adult dinosaurs we have to fight.
No. This is just... If this is what I think it is, it's just great luck for you guys, actually.
Nice. Oh. You stumble upon...
A pile of gold!
An airship! Please, God,
a pile of gold airships!
Yes!
Oh. They won't fly, though. They're too heavy.
Oh.
Who did this?
Okay.
You guys ever think that fairy, like, dragon thing that I kicked at that temple's gonna ever come back to bite us in the butt?
That was a little people. The fairy dragon is what took your thing and gave you a bauble. Okay. There are a lot of mythical things you've pissed off in this world.
So you think that'll matter? Certainly.
It's either that or the lady you decided to let do anything to you while we weren't looking.
Worth it.
As you make it to the edge of the river, you actually see a group of 4 individuals unstrapping a boat, and they seem to be hurriedly getting in the boat and starting to paddle northward when you come out of the jungle.
They're taking our boat!
Go get them, Flynn.
Wait.
That's our boat. We don't know you.
Hail, sirs. Hold on a minute.
Good. We heard some...
I cast Fireball.
You don't know Fireball.
Let me try.
Yes, try.
Maybe in 3 more levels.
Fodge spontaneously combusts.
Oh, darn. Now I get to be a cleric.
But you don't die. You're just now a paraplegic. God dang it. We gotta carry you on his back.
You have to sit next to Syndra.
Your burden.
All right.
We thought you might be a Grung raiding party chasing us. They have a city south a couple of days from here.
We saw some, but...
Right, would you stop showing people that map?
No, I'm not showing them.
You're getting it for us? Okay.
They sort of describe it almost like... Yeah, about 2 to 3 hexes straight south. Yes, there's a large statue and a...
We saw the statue! I almost tipped it the hell over.
No. This statue is like... This is a building. This is like 150 feet tall.
Yep. Yeah, he almost tipped it over.
Impressive. If you excuse me, several in our party have...
We're about to hit Pre-Road to hell over.
Are dying, or have died, so we would like to... Bye! They're hopping in their boat and headed north.
Well, Paul knows some healing magic if you'd be willing to give us a ride back north.
You kind of look at that they have a couple of extra boats and kind of are like,
Oh, they have extra boats?
Yeah.
Oh, because their party died.
Yeah.
Can we have your boats?
I guess, Maybe.
What armor are they wearing? Like, if they were part of, like,
there is, a clan. There is a...
What are we... Are we Order of the Gauntlet? An order.
Oh, I got you.
They, it appears to be a mage of some sort, a holy man, and a woodsman-type individual.
But they don't, like, have patches on their shoulders or anything.
They're, are
no,
they a
no,
rival
no.
gang?
They're, no, they're just explorers like yourselves.
You came into the wrong part of town.
We lost about five of our party back there to the Grungs. We saw them dragging them into that place. It doesn't seem like that's a place where you really want to go.
I agree.
We're trying to get back to Port Naranzaru.
Well,
and we need boats. Seems like you don't need as many boats as you have now.
That's true.
Could you help a brother out?
Well, we just lost five individuals and a lot of supplies, so we were hoping to take these boats back and sell them.
Well, you still can.
Absolutely. We don't want to keep it when we get there. You can sell it.
Otherwise, you just have to leave the boat here.
You want to roll me some sort of talky-talk, Josh?
I will.
Can I aid him? Do that. I am trained in persuasion.
One would think that the bard would be talking.
He didn't let me.
Yeah, I would allow you to aid him, yes.
Okay, you get advantage.
He's talking too, though.
I know. I'm hearing most from Josh.
That's fair. I rolled a 19.
It's pretty good.
And my charisma's plus 2.
Regardless of how horrifically terrifying that Stonebold Cleaveoft and Bork Landscar,
that
Paul
was
Slayman,
my next strategy.
And Nolan King Song look. Apparently, you seem very trustworthy. So, yeah, sure. We're
cuddly.
Well, absolutely. Let's work together. Do any of you know this river? At which point Eku sort of nods, and she's like...
So we will meet you at the port and give you these two boats back.
Okay. They seem a bit concerned, but they seem to...
Hey, it's...
We're all going north, right? So we might as well all just paddle together. If your guide can help lead us, we'll lend you the boats.
And if we get jumped by Grungs, it's much better to have more people to fight them.
Does the mage look, like, pretty kitted out? Like, any cool amulets or rings that catch my eye?
Are there any magic items?
Hold on. I want to count that.
Count it.
I guess I'm chaotic good. I can't just kill him. Dave.
Well,
dearest Dave, yeah,
could you help a brother out?
You could decide to stop being so good. Maybe the time in the jungle has changed you.
Me?
You're already bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the time with the lich could have changed me.
Yeah. She showed me that her dick was bigger, and now I'm mad at the world.
No, Fudge, the mage does not appear to be
kitted out,
per se.
So we hop on board the boats.
Yeah, yeah, you're heading north.
As we head north, I begin fishing.
I eat the mage.
Start making some rolls, see what you're able to get accomplished.
That's my favorite part of the MMO.
Well, that's only a 10.
I'm so thirsty. These ships are so salty.
22.
If only there were a place with water where you could get some. Yeah, you guys are fishing enough for everybody, including the other three.
Nice.
If you choose to share.
Get your own. Nah, give them some.
We're being awfully nice to these people we don't know anything about.
Well, feel free to murder them.
It's called being a pleasant person, Vondre. Yeah,
I don't think the witch that I was with would have done this.
You think?
I like her way better. I'm smitten. I'm shitting and smitten.
I just schmit my pants.
Apologies to anyone with the last name Schmidt.
Oops.
You travel about 4 days, you're about halfway back to the port, when, who's in the lead boat? Are you guys in the lead boat
Eku
with Eku?
And
or are you
somebody.
Eku's pointing the way and the other group is.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sounds great. We
Lands
know that.
To the slaughter.
I don't know. Who normally leads?
Not me.
Nope. Well, I mean, maybe. I do want to
I'm
die.
In the middle.
I have a high AC. I'll do it.
You want to be in the lead boat?
Sure.
Okay, it looks like the two of us are in the lead boat.
Oh, so you're not letting them, starting with them going first, but if you'd like to go first.
It doesn't make any sense. We're leading them. As much as I'd love to see them just get exploded, it probably wouldn't happen.
Oh no, he stepped on a landmine!
Oh no, what can we do?
What are your passive perceptions then in the lead boat?
14.
13. Relying on Enkidu.
As you start to see there's a fine mist.
A fine
super
mist.
Fine.
Oh god, I've seen this movie.
spread out across
is that when they hide in the
river?
I think it's a grocery store.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry.
Apparently it appears to be slightly blue.
Okay.
Can I do an arcana check on the blue mist?
Well, you won't have to because Eku begins to scream.
What's going on?
As you continue to start...
I hold my breath.
You kind of start paddling. It starts wafting. You start paddling.
Not wafting. Eku.
God, I hope we go to Ravenloft. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not better.
But it's new. God, I'd be an even better cleric in Ravenloft.
She turns to look at the spellcasters that she knows, and she just immediately says, "Can either of you dispel magic?"
No!
No.
We're afraid that's... All right, so we'll take those constitution saving throws now.
Let me double check.
No, it's a third level spell.
No!
So we can't paddle away from it?
It's just sort of wafting across the land.
Nat 20.
Nat 20 is a pretty good roll.
There you go.
Plus 5, so 25.
Modified 20.
Modified 20 is also a pretty good roll.
8.
8 is a pretty good roll.
What?
18.
18 is a pretty good roll.
Still taking damages.
Okay. You just keep paddling through it.
An 8 passed?
Yeah.
What kind of crappy mist is this?
Some crumb farted.
It's just frog fart.
There's frog fart in these here.
I want to ask Eku what it is, since she knew to dispel it.
That was what they call mad monkey mist.
Good thing I'm not a monkey.
Huh.
Good thing I'm hardy as hell.
I'm hardy. That's
you.
I'll look at the back boat. What does it look like those jokers are doing?
They paddle through it and kind of just look at each other.
Shrug.
What happens when people usually come in contact with mad monkey mist?
They go mad, hence the term mad monkey mist.
Do they alliterate everything afterward?
Huh?
Do they alliterate everything afterward?
No, they usually go crazy.
Okay.
You settle down for that for the evening's rest.
Okay.
Who's on watch first?
I'll do it.
We're doomed.
Oh no.
He'll take the case.
So I'm torn between I want my character
to
die,
between two dinosaurs.
But my character just wants to get back to this lady.
Yeah.
Lady. Flynn, can you roll me a D100?
Jesus. Yeah.
Which one's which?
Tens. Or, one. Or, yeah, I don't know.
I have a hundy.
Ten.
All right.
Straight ten.
It's quite interesting.
I find a dragon.
Gonna eat you.
Oh, thank God.
I'm about to go... balls nuts insane.
Balls nuts. Oh, the delayed.
What are balls nuts?
They're like these nuts.
Got him.
Who's second watch?
I'll do it.
He is.
Okay. So you normally wake him up, right?
Yeah. I meant to do John Cena. I fucked it up. Never mind.
I wake up the green dragon dagger. And I rise out of my sleeping bag. We have this whole thing
through the sides.
There we go.
Goes through a lot of sleeping bags.
So you go over there and you sing the little wake up song. And there's no response from Flynn.
I blow harder into my pipes to wake him up.
Toot 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 tooty toot.
There is no response.
Are you sleeping in a bag? I will unzip it and start to check on him.
Cocoon.
As you reach over, I wish there was such a thing as a sand roll in D&D, because as you walk over, you just see arguably Bork, who should have been sleeping this entire time, theoretically getting a little catnap in. His eyes are just wide as can be, and he's staring in a grimace, just looking at you, not moving.
I cast Lester Restoration.
Do you have Lester Restoration?
I do.
And what does Lester Restoration do?
We'll see.
Saves my friend.
Maybe nothing. You
it
tell me.
It restores him Lesterly.
I become Lester.
What if he's Gresterly affected instead of Lesterly affected?
Then he's a little screwed, ain't he?
Do you want me to actually read you what the spell does?
Yes, because I want to make sure you know what the spell does.
I don't care.
You probably do, because it removes one of several specific conditions.
I have to touch him.
Yeah, dungeon.
One disease or one condition affecting it. The condition can be blinded, deaf, and paralyzed, or poisoned.
If it's a disease, I suppose it could help.
I mean, I'm going to see. I don't know what else to do. I just want Walt to be okay.
So you cast Lesser Restoration, which takes how long?
It's a one action.
Okay. Bork, for the first time in about 2 hours, you're able to blink and unclench your jaw. You have been completely paralyzed for close to 2 hours.
It's like that time I was accosted by a butterfly when I was trying to poop.
I now play the dragon flute wake up song.
It occurs to you that you absolutely felt a like creeping illness for the last like 6 or 7 hours, and that at some point in the middle of the night you just kind of went and just completely seized up. You then look around at the numerous other bodies around you sleeping next to the fire.
Are they also?
Are you going to go inspect everybody?
Dun, I guess I'll. Dun, dun. I'll start with Stonebold. He'll kill me the fastest.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay,
I'm going neck first.
You win. You get woken up by a rough shaking.
You okay?
Is it my watch?
You good? Wait, no, I'll just wake up Dave. Okay. Check Dave. Dave, okay? Yep. Okay.
What? And
just had some trouble making sure everybody's okay. I'll check in Kidu.
Yeah, she...
Okay.
What's wrong? Oh, and she kind of like looks up. She's like, all right, is someone infected? Are we...
No, I think I took care of it. We should be good.
Okay.
Took care of it?
I think I was infected.
No, I wasn't going to tell them. What if you're a zombie and now people got to shoot you? Like, we were going to just play it out. You've been fine.
I've been fighting a demon for the last 2 hours in my head.
Did you win?
Yes.
The scout will say that you found out over the time that
his name is
Stan. He's one of the three guys that you were traveling with. He sort of stands up and looks at all of you.
Stands up?
Stands up.
Stand and deliver.
Kazak stand up.
Just sort of looks back and forth at you.
You okay there, Stan?
Yes.
I would like to...
I'm going to have to choke him out, guys.
Does he see him?
Oh, never mind.
Can I see what a...
You can roll insight.
I'll roll insight.
Stan, I think one of our party got affected by that mist. Are you guys all okay?
16.
I'm sure we're fine.
You're sure you didn't check? What do I add to insight?
I don't know. What do you add to insight?
That's probably a skill,
Yes, it's a skill.
Stan, is this a normal feeling for you, or do you always have trouble getting, like, human emotions?
I feel fine.
21. Does he seem affected?
Were you vaccinated as a child?
Was your mom an anti-vaxxer?
No, vaccine's what causes it.
Oh, right. Cold and flat. Autism. Yeah. Duh.
All right, Stan, but so it's not 21. Your watch, so you can go ahead and go back to sleep.
You just keep... passes out standing up and hits the ground.
What do I gain anything from my 21 roll?
That there is something very, very wrong with that man.
Yeah. What about the other two?
Let's check them without rousing Stan.
You go over and the priest.
Do I fix Stan or do I kill Stan?
What?
We'll say the priest's name.
No, Stan was been nice.
The priest's name was Courtney.
But one's called the kill.
You go over.
It's probably for the best you didn't tell us this is a lady. What a, like, killed an hour.
Yeah.
I'll try to cast lesser Restoration on Stan.
Don't we figure out what Courtney's doing?
Who?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. The cleric in their group's a lady, and she is so-so.
I just decided now that she's a lady. You walk over to Courtney, and again, if you could make a sand check, you should. But she is just complete grimace, eyes wide open.
Ha! She looks like an idiot.
Did her eyes react if I wave in front of her?
They seem to, like... They seem to dilate like they should, but you're still not sure she's blinked in the entire time you're staring at her.
I've been checking on Stan, so I'm not.
And then what about the other guy?
Marcus.
Okay.
He sort of just. I'm sorry. Do we need to? Is it time for my watch?
So that mist apparently doesn't set in immediately.
Yes. I wondered.
One of our dudes. Was afflicted by it, but now seems to be okay. I'm not sure if it's a lingering thing or not.
Okay.
I feel great.
He's a little off to start, so it's hard to tell.
As you say, I'm not sure if it's lingering or not, you hear Eku, who is looking over Courtney now, go, days.
Okay, so Courtney and Stan, I think. Stan.
Sure.
Ranger.
Stand by me.
Stan the man.
They are defined as scout, mage, and cleric, so I'm helping keep a track of who's who so, by naming them appropriately.
Stan and Courtney are down.
Oh.
Courtney's all seized up.
Paul, can you do anything or not?
I have two options.
Can you fix them?
That's option one. Or...
Ixnay on the he's still alive and can hear us.
Option one it is. I'll but start with...
It seems like Lesser Restoration fixed it.
Oh.
Does your cleric know that?
Probably.
I'll start with
it's
her.
It's a second level spell. Yeah.
So I'll start with the cleric because it's then the same symptoms as Bork. Well, so I know it worked
that. And then
she
can do the same thing to Stan.
Right, hopefully.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, I cast Lesser Restoration on Courtney.
I'm sorry, you cast what?
Lesser Restoration. Did I do it?
Yeah. I like how intently it has to be done. Otherwise, it's Lesser Restoration.
I cast a Lesser Restoration.
Lesser Restoration. Get out of here, Lester. That should be your cleric's name.
Lester.
Lester Restoration.
I know what my cleric's going to be named. Don't worry.
Okay. All right, so Courtney.
Courtney pops awake.
All right.
And... Once everything is conveyed, since Fodge is out of what spell again?
I'm not out of Lesser Restoration.
Oh, okay.
But
Courtney pops up and says, "Oh, what? The last couple of hours have just been."
We know. Can you cast Lesser? Damn it!
You got Lesser Restoration in your spell book.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that spell. It must be something that's unique to you.
Restoration. Yeah, very much so.
Pretty good. Lesser Restoration.
Yes, she will cast it on Stan if you show no impetus to do so.
I would like to save this in case we need it for something
else.
She
totally just called you impotent.
I had a wand to show her. Miss a wand. Got 7 charges worth of impotency.
So, Eku.
Broke Josh a second.
I was just trying to figure out in your head how that made it better. 7 charges were the impetus. The 8th when I finally get it right.
Oh, show me.
No, she's a keeper if she sticks around. God, I forgot her
name. Eku?
Eku. Oh, my God. Why is that so hard for me to remember? Is that going to come back on him? Like, is he over it?
I feel great.
Well, yeah, you felt great before, and then you went to bed.
I did not.
That
felt like shit.
Sorry.
Clarify.
Tracking spells is hard. I have not been doing this the whole time.
You are correct, sir.
Come on. This game's a lot of work.
Yeah. D&D Beyond Track Rations.
This is the first time Friday's actually ever
played
it.
No, it does.
Stuff.
I don't want to track it. You don't have to, man.
And she nods at Paul. If he did what I think he did, they should be over the disease now.
I did Lesser Restoration.
Just start saying it like a game show host.
Lesser Restoration!
Right. Yeah. It doesn't have to be as deliberate. You change your association.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, no, she seems to think that everyone will be fine.
That's a tough one.
I think you all should take 100 experience points for not killing anybody.
Yay!
Man, was I close.
We leveled up. Is that true?
I don't think that's how that works.
D&D Beyond would have it done in minutes.
In minutes? Takes that long?
For me, it takes hours. This is an improvement for me.
It takes hours and half time he makes it up.
God, I gotta find a book.
That takes weeks.
With another 4 with another 4 days, you arrive at Port Narnzaru.
Yay!
Oh,
nice.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter @rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners.